Start with one line item buried in a tax filing. $495,000, filed as a single bonus and vacation payout. By itself, that one line is bigger than the base salary of the woman who received it. Her name is Carol Adelkoff. She runs a Los Angeles nonprofit that shelters domestic violence survivors and homeless families. And for at least 11 years, records show, she's run it from a 3,700-square-foot home on the Big Island of Hawaii, across the Pacific from the shelters her organization actually operates. You're listening to Civic Intelligence. Today, the tax filings of a taxpayer-funded homeless nonprofit, a chief executive who's lived in Hawaii for over a decade, and the $1.6 million her own paperwork says she collected in 2 years, while her finance director made a fraction of that, and the head of a much bigger homelessness charity down the road made about a quarter of it. Every number in this story comes from the nonprofit's own paperwork. Schedule J, the section of the Internal Revenue Service, IRS, Form 990, where charities have to itemize what they pay their top staff, published through ProPublica's Nonprofit Explorer. No leak, no anonymous source, just a public filing. Carol Adelkoff is the chief executive, CEO, of 1736 Family Crisis Center, a Los Angeles nonprofit running domestic violence shelters, a youth shelter, crisis hotlines, and homelessness programs. For fiscal year 2024, her total compensation came to $907,923, roughly $495,000 of that, again, more than her salary alone, was that single bonus and vacation payout line. The following year, fiscal 2025, her total compensation was $742,181, including $73,842 logged simply as other. Add the 2 years together and you get $1,650,104, a figure press coverage has rounded, not unreasonably, to $1.6 million. The nonprofit's outside counsel does have an explanation, and it's a specific one. The board, working with lawyers and financial experts, decided to pay down a vacation time liability that had been quietly piling up for years, ahead of Adelkoff's eventual retirement. Running an operation with 170 employees across 16 facilities, counsel said, had made it difficult for her to actually take the time off she was accruing. So instead of vacation days, the balance came due, in cash. "It's an unusual benefit," a former IRS official said, reviewing the filings. "The amount is stunningly large." Adelkoff herself has pushed back on the idea that this was a raise. "The salary didn't jump like that," she told reporters, framing the payout as decades of deferred time off, finally cashed out, rather than a decision to simply pay her more to do the same job. Brian Mittendorf, an Ohio State University professor who studies nonprofit accounting, isn't so sure that framing settles it. He's flagged the size and structure of the payout as unusual, even by the standards of executive pay at large charities. And Lori Styron, who runs the nonprofit watchdog Charity Watch, asked the question a board is supposed to have already answered for itself. How was this decision made?
Here's where the number stops being abstract. 1736's next highest paid employee, the finance director, the person actually running the nonprofit's books, made $206,000 in the same period. That's a fraction of what the CEO took home in fiscal 2024 alone. Across 16 other Los Angeles County nonprofits doing comparable domestic violence and homelessness work, reporters found, typical executive pay runs around $160,000 a year. Scale doesn't help Adelkoff's case either. It makes it worse. PATH, a much larger Los Angeles homelessness nonprofit with far more shelter and housing capacity than 1736, paid its chief executive, Jennifer Hark Dietz, roughly $409,000. That's about a quarter of what Adelkoff drew across both years combined, from an organization built to run programs at a fraction of PATH's footprint. So, the smaller nonprofit's boss out-earned the bigger nonprofit's boss by nearly 4-to-1. Somewhere, a business school professor is filing that away as a case study in exactly what not to do. And none of this is discretionary money. 1736 draws 94% of its roughly $15 million annual revenue from government grants. Not gala tickets, not private donors, government grants, including at least $25 million from the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority, known locally as LASA, since 2021 alone. This is a nonprofit that is almost entirely taxpayer-funded, running shelters for domestic violence survivors and homeless families, the exact population its chief executive's Hawaii address puts the most distance between. Adelkoff has held this job since 1984, more than 4 decades. Asked directly to confirm her state of residency, she declined, citing security concerns tied to sheltering domestic violence survivors. That's a real category of risk for shelter staff generally. She didn't explain why it applied specifically to a chief executive who, by her own organization's filings, has been running things from another state, across an ocean, for at least 11 years. The optics write themselves. 1736's shelters sit in neighborhoods where Los Angeles's homelessness crisis is most visible, encampments and tents within blocks of the youth shelter and crisis centers the nonprofit runs. Its chief executive has spent more than a decade running that operation from a house on the other side of the Pacific. As of publication, nobody in a position to actually do something about any of this has done anything. No state attorney general inquiry, no LASA contract review, no board shakeup. The story broke only days before this episode. Whether it produces consequences beyond news coverage is, right now, genuinely open. It also lands inside a funding system already under federal scrutiny. As Fox 11 Los Angeles reported, on June 11, 2026, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, suspended federal funding to LASA over agency-wide findings of what HUD's own letter called obvious fraud and mismanagement. That freeze is a separate action, aimed at LASA's systems generally, not at 1736 specifically. But it's the environment this story breaks into, a homelessness funding pipeline that federal regulators already don't trust to track its own money. Carol Adelkoff has run a Los Angeles homeless and domestic violence nonprofit from a Hawaii home for at least 11 years, while her own tax filings show $1,650,104 in compensation over 2 fiscal years, $907,923, then $742,181, from an organization that draws 94% of its money from government grants. Her own finance director made $206,000 in that same window. The chief executive of a much bigger homelessness nonprofit down the road made $409,000. The filings are public. The math isn't disputed. Nobody has explained on the record exactly how the board arrived at the number, and as of right now, nobody in a position to do anything about it has. Every figure and every quote in this episode comes straight from 1736 Family Crisis Center's own public tax filings and the reporting built on top of them. Check every source for yourself at civicintelligence.news. And if you want accountability reporting like this the moment we publish it, subscribe to Civic Intelligence wherever you're listening.